Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Friends, I want to say good night. I want to say good night, good night, good night. And I want to say how thankful and grateful I am to you all for being a part of this show. You know, taking time off and hear what God has to say. Because you know what, friends? Not too long from now, the Bible says people will be running to and fro, looking, searching to hear the word of God, to find truth, but there'll be no truth to be found. Because so many people's gospel going around, what they feel, what they believe, what they think. And they're preaching that as a gospel, and they're preaching that as a gospel. But you know what? There's only one gospel, true gospel, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And since you showing God, Father, I want to know your word. Father, I'm taking time off from my busy schedule. And God, I'm giving you this time. I want you to teach me, oh God. I want you to reveal to my heart, Father, your truth, oh God. Lord, because there are so many man-made gospel are being preached right now. People are being deceived. Churches are being filled with people. And what happened? The preachers and them having a field day with these people, robbing them of their finances. But people, finances is nothing. Finances, people running on finances, They're giving up their own soul for finances. Finances is nothing. As I preached yesterday, the true riches, everybody running on riches, but the true riches, you'll find it in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The true riches will last even into eternity. The true riches of God will take you even into eternity. This riches down here could only carry your dust for and no more. Even when you're sick, or you're reaching a situation where doctor is saying, or you're in a situation where money cannot answer the problem, God is telling you that his riches is able to reach out anywhere and solve the problem. So my friends, God is impressing it on my heart, because this is what taking the people by storm right now. This is what people running after riches. But God, Jesus is saying, my fellow men, how hard it is for the rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Because Jesus knows what riches can do. The deception of riches. Some telling themselves we could be rich and still follow Jesus. We could be rich, we could have wealth and still follow Jesus. But hear what Jesus is saying. That is what Satan is injecting into their minds, that they could have riches and still follow Jesus. For the Bible says, where a man treasures are, is right there his heart would be. Think about it. Jesus was, the Bible says, one of his prophets says, that where a man's treasures is right there his heart would be. So friends, Jesus knew what he was talking about, how hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Riches, that kind of riches, worldly riches, it is deceptive, it will deceive you, it will fascinate you, and then it will assassinate you. Jesus is saying, people, there's riches in my word. There's riches in my kingdom. And my riches is not only for this world, but it's also, it will even go with you into eternity. That is the kind of riches I want. I just don't want riches that when the doctor come and give me a report and tell me that I have 6 months to live and my riches cannot do anything. I want to know that I have the riches of God. When the doctor give me up and tell me I have 6 months to live, I want to know my riches could reach out and heal me. I want to believe the riches of the kingdom of God could reach out and heal me. I might be stranded somewhere in some mountain or the Alps. Nobody is here. My riches in the bank. And I'm crying out for help. And I need help. I want to know that the kingdom riches could reach out on that Alps where nobody is and take me out and bring me into safety. My riches is out there. Cannot do anything. It is limited. That's the worldly riches. I want to know that I have riches, the kingdom riches, that what this riches in this world cannot do, I want that riches to reach out and touch me. When I have some kind of stuff happening to me, I am crippled, I am limited, where my riches cannot even help me, I want to have the kingdom riches where God's riches is not limited to any sphere. God's riches could reach anywhere in the unknown, in the physical, in the spiritual, in the emotional. I may have an emotional problem. I may have a nervous breakdown. And my riches, and I know I have millions of dollars in the bank. And I'm calling out for help. I know that riches in the bank cannot do anything. But I want to know that when I have the kingdom riches and I cry out to my riches in the kingdom, I know my kingdom riches could come forth and touch my mind, heal my mind, heal my soul, deliver me and set me free. I am possessed. Let us say I'm possessed by demons. People cast a spell on me. I am full with devils. I am under the spell of witchcraft, voodoo, black magic. I have millions of dollars there, and that's still millions of dollars in the bank cannot stretch forth and bring deliverance to me. I know I could go forth into the kingdom riches and cry out to my heavenly Father. I know my heavenly Father will deliver me and set me free from those devils, from those demons. That is the kind of riches. That is the kingdom riches that Jesus is offering you tonight. Are you running now after fake riches? Those riches cannot help you. Yes, it may be able to buy some food. It may be able to buy some clothes. But if something should happen and you cannot buy clothes, you cannot put on clothes because of your body. You cannot eat because you have a eating problem, an eating disorder. Your shoes, you cannot wear shoes because you have a foot problem. But I know that my riches might not be able to go into these areas to bring deliverance for me. But I want to know that I have riches into the kingdom. That riches, my riches in the kingdom, could reach out in those areas and set me free and heal me. Friends, this is the riches what Jesus Christ was telling the young rich ruler, sell everything that you have. The same riches that the churches is filling up because of this prosperity gospel. Listen, there is no prosperity prosperity like the riches of God. There is no prosperity a man should give up his soul, give up on Jesus to run after when the true riches, as Jesus said, is in the kingdom of God. Jesus is not going to lie. Jesus is God. There's things that Jesus, God cannot do, and that's one thing, God cannot lie. So my friends, I want us to go back again into the Word of God and look at what God blesses us with. Friends, don't run after riches, please. I'm begging you all. That is a trick from the enemy. The Bible says where a man's treasures are, is right there his heart would be. So if your treasure is on riches, listen, your heart will be there. Your heart wouldn't be with Jesus. Some people will say, oh no, I could still have riches and still have Jesus. Jesus said, no. No, you cannot do it. You cannot do it. That's why I tell the rich man, look the effect when he told the rich man to go and sell everything. Give to the poor and come follow me and seek ye the kingdom. Come follow me. You'll have riches in heaven. What he did? He was sad and he went away. That is what riches, what was in his heart? The top priority where Jesus supposed to be, where God's supposed to be in his heart, sitting on the throne of his heart, riches was there. That is why he couldn't depart from his riches. That is what Jesus was saying. Jesus used that illustration to bring about the point that riches is deceptive. Riches is deceiving. Jesus said, come, I will give you riches. Real riches. Riches where the world's riches cannot reach. My riches can reach in any sphere, in the spiritual, in the physical, in the mental, in emotional, and in the social. That is the kind of riches we need today. We don't know what artificial and fake riches, when things begin to happen to us, our riches in that bank, millions of dollars, and it cannot do anything for us. I want to know that I have riches, that when I reach forth and I call on the name of Jesus, he's going to find us. So tonight, before I go into my word, you know, I always like to ask God's presence, and I always like to play my music. Because why? The Bible said to enter his courts with praises and his gates with thanksgiving. What we're doing here is saying that when we begin to play the music, the worship music, it gets God's attention. When we begin to praise and worship God, we get God's attention. What happened? God will open up the gates of heaven and he will give us access into his courts, into his presence. That's the reason why I always like to play my music. Because I understand the laws, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, what is the kingdom of God? Is the way how God operates. What is God's laws? The kingdom of God is God's laws, how he would want us to operate. So if God said to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Listen, this is what God is saying. And what God is saying, when we begin to do that, we are going to get an audience with him. Right now, as that music plays, right now, that is stirring God in heaven. That is stirring up God. God hearing that music from heaven. And God say, I will inhabit the praises of his children. So right now, that music is coming down. That music is drawing his presence with us. That music is bringing God's presence on the scene. And the Bible says, where the presence of the Lord is, there's liberty and freedom. There's deliverance. There is needs being met. That is healing. Think about it. So this night, before we go into God's word, let us pray. And we're continuing that don't be deceived. You are blessed. That preacher man and them is telling you, bring this $1,000, $500. Now is the time. The Spirit of God moving. Now is the time so that when you bring that money, God could bless you. Friends, that is a deceptive spirit. That spirit will take you to hell. That is why so many people are flocking to these mega churches. Because you know why? They're preaching a carnal gospel, a carnal riches. Come, bring $100, bring $1,000, and you'll get 100-fold. on your $1,000. You'll get $100,000. That is what they're fooling people. They're sending literature to your home and telling you, contribute so and so. Buy this prayer cloth. Buy this prayer shawl. Buy this, and God is going to move. Friends, you don't have to do it. God already declared you're blessed. Once you had Jesus Christ in your heart, you had a blesser in you, and you had a blessing in you, the Word of God. Because the Word of God is seed. It's seed. And when we begin to plant that the seed, and how we are going to plant the Word of God, we're going to speak it, and we're going to live it. Because God said, He said, the man who look at his face in the mirror and leaves and forget it not, the description of himself, he said he'll be like a man building his house on the rock. He said, but the next man who looking into the perfect law of liberty, into the mirror, and forgetting what man of man he is, he is like a man who built his house on the sand. Friends, this word will take you places that you never dreamed of. This word, friends, will take you places that you will never dream of. This word will bless you, will meet your need, will keep you healthy, will cause you to live a long and a healthy and a prosperous life with you and your family. Friends, I want you to take a hold of this word. Don't let mankind, with their rich gospel, their sugar-coating gospel, lead you to hell. Many people will be very disappointed when that trumpet should sound and when Christ should call his saints home. Many, many, many people in these mega churches who are running on riches, who are running on fame and fortune, they would surprise to know when that trumpet sung and God should take his bride home, they would surprise to know that they remain back. Friend, don't be deceived. Amen? So let us pray and go into God's word tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another night, oh God. We thank you for bringing us home from our jobs, from our places of employment, from our places where we went today. Thank you for bringing us home, Father, in peace and safety. Lord God, we want to say thank you for being alive, because there are so many people that went to bed last night, Lord, and they didn't wake up this morning. But you wake us up this morning. And Father, for that we are grateful and we are thankful to you, Heavenly Father. And God, even as we gather here to listen to your word all over this world, people at their computers listening, Father, even those that are calling in, right now my switchboard is on, even those people that are listening, oh God, Father, I pray a special blessing upon their lives, oh God. Because they're taking their time tonight to honor you, Father. They're taking their time off to come and listen to the word of God, Father. That, Lord, that when that time comes, people will be running to and fro, searching for a good word, for the real word. But, Lord, it will be too late, because the riches of this world has blinded their eyes. So every time, friends, that God, Lord, that God speak a word to you, and you reject God's word, and you listen to the enemy's word, what happens? You're decreasing the likes in you. It's whom you feed your spirit to, is him you become servant to. More you feed your spirit, who you feed your spirit more to, is stronger it gets in that area. So if you're feeding your spirit with the word of God, you'll be stronger in the word of God. And what happens? The devil have no hold on you. But if you're listening to every time temptation comes and you yield to it, you're pushing God's word further from you. And after a while, God said, I'll give you up to a reprobate mind. Less, more you obey the temptation of God to Satan, more you obey and more you yield to the enemy, is less light. The light becomes less in you. And after a while, there'll be no light in you, only full of darkness. And there is where you'll be doing the imaginable. The kind of sin you'll be sinning. You won't really even dream about that, because there's no darkness, no light in you, because you have been yielding yourself to the Almighty, to the enemy. I see one coming up. Let me just finish prayer and I'll go take you 504-217. Heavenly Father, and we, Lord, we thank you. We pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power through the airwaves, Father, touching hearts, Lord, touching lives, Father, transforming life, healing, delivering, setting the captive free, Father, opening up the eyes of the blind, oh God, spiritually and physically, Father, oh God, healing the bodies, oh God, delivering the captives, setting those that are bound free, Father, in Jesus' name. Let your word go forth, Father. Give the people receptive hearts. Oh God, eyes of understanding, hearts of understanding. Father, that they will understand your word, they receive your word with that receptive heart, and they will rejoice in you forevermore, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, let your word go forth and bring forth light and understanding in those hearts that are crying out for you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, before going into the word, I see 504-217.
Hey. How you doing,
yes.
Prophet? Praise the Lord.
I'm
I was calling that we would, hallelujah, praise God. I was calling that we would have prayer for the things that's going on in Baltimore and that whoever involved and all that's involved for this young man's life that has been taken and his spine has been severed, that God would let the true culprits come forth and tell truth and that justice will be served.
Okay, say that over again. You say that so quick, Pastor.
That the police officers or whoever is involved in this young man's spine being severed and he is dead, that you know that truth will come forth and that they will not sweep this under the rug, so to say. You know, we praying for God to reveal the truth and that they won't sweep it underneath the rug.
Okay. Praise God. Heavenly Father. Yes. God, you see what is happening in Baltimore, Father. There's a storm that is brewing, O God, Father. That, Lord, could lead the nation into darkness, O God. Father, we pray, O God, that you stop it, Lord, in Jesus' name, before it gets any worse, Lord. Father, we are praying for the truth to come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
God, shine your light, Father. O God, in that place, that dark place right now, Father. In Jesus' name. That situation that had happened with the policeman and that black man, Mr. Gray, Lord. God, shine your light, Father, and let the truth be known, Father, in Jesus' name. And Satan, I take authority over all your works in Baltimore right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Satan, I bind up all your evil works, all your agitation, all your drama. I come against them right now, Satan, in the name of Jesus, and I bind up all your evil works in Baltimore, even in the hearts and lives of the people that, oh God, that are carrying that hate, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. Satan, I declare every evil plans of yours in Baltimore, every evil attack that you're attacking the people in Baltimore, every evil attack that you're attacking the righteous in Baltimore, I command that your works be defeated, destroyed, and crushed right now in the precious name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Satan, I rebuke you out of Baltimore right now. And out of the hearts and lives of the people that you're agitating to cause drama, to cause strife, Satan, I rebuke you right now out of their hearts, out of their lives, out of Baltimore right now in the precious name of Jesus. And Satan, I command you and your demon forces right now to go back where you all came from. Go back into outer darkness. Go back to the pit of hell. Right now, I command you, Satan, you and your evil forces, to go from Baltimore and from the hearts and lives of the people in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hey, shit.
And Father, we pray for peace. We pray for your peace, Lord. We pray for your understanding, O God. We pray that the people will come together and reasoning, oh God, reason out, Father, the situation. That peace will prevail, Father. I speak peace in the hearts and lives of the people that are involved in Baltimore, Father, in Jesus' name. I speak peace in Baltimore right now. I speak shalom. I send your peace in Baltimore right now. I send your peace right now in the hearts and the lives of your people in Baltimore, in that situation in Baltimore right now, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, I defuse every conflict. I defuse every problem. I defuse every situation right now in Baltimore in Jesus' name. And I speak calm. I speak peace. I pray righteousness will prevail. I pray that the truth will come forth. I pray that the truth will come forth, Father, right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we believe that you have answered our prayer. will be released. That truth will be revealed. What really happened in Baltimore? We pray that God will believe that there is peace in the hearts and the lives of the people in Baltimore. We pray, we believe it, Father, and we believe, oh God, there is no strife, there is no drama, there is no chaos in Baltimore. But Lord, there is peace, love, and joy, Father. We thank you, we believe that the people are coming together right now to reason out the situation, to reason out the circumstances, Father, right now.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for doing it.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you very much for standing on behalf of these people in Baltimore. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless.
Yes. So, as I say, anybody wants to talk to me, just press 1, and I'll see it appear on the switchboard, and I'll get to you. So, since I'm not seeing anymore, okay, let us go. And as I say, we continue this topic. Don't deceive. You are blessed. So when people tell you that they could bless you, that's a lie. The only person who could bless you, friends, is God. And Jesus already outlined how we are blessed. Jesus already outlined how the blessings, the true blessings, the kingdom blessings will come upon us. That is the blessing we need. We don't need the financial blessing, because the financial blessing will only reach to a certain place. But the kingdom blessing will reach into every sphere of life. It will reach into every sphere of life. It will reach into the physical. It is going to reach into the spiritual. It is going to reach in the emotional. It's going to reach in the social. Trust Jesus. So let us go and see what God has for us. Let us turn our Bibles to Psalms. And always remember, it is always good to follow with me in your Bible. Because they say, when you only hear the word, they say that 10%. But when you hear the word and you see the word, you read the word, is 85% will stay with you. But if you only hear, only 10% will stay with you. But when you hear the word, you see the word, and you're partaking of the word, they say 85% that the word will remain in you. So that is why it is very important to have your Bibles. Let us go through with it. So the enemy will not steal. The enemy is not going to come and steal that word, because but more you hear the word, more you spend time in the word, the Bible says your faith will increase. Amen? So let us go into our Bible in Psalms and hear the blessings. Hear the blessings that God, the kingdom, has for us. Hear the kind of blessings that God has already laid out for us through the word. If we would only find time, the reason why these people, God is saying, is running down after these sugar-coating preachers, our gospel, is because they are not spending time with the word. They don't know what belongs to them. They don't know what is their inheritance. Why? Because if they should go into the word of God, they will recognize that these sugar-coating preacher gospel cannot bless them. Because why? They keep begging and begging and begging. So what happened? Satan is setting them up and say, look how God blessing me. Look how we have millions of dollars. That is a lie. That is your money. That is your money they are taking and holding it up. But Jesus said, the true riches is that when you begin to give to the poor, when they begin to heal, go and heal, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. When you go forth and preach to the captive, that they may be delivered. That is the spirit of Jesus. But these guys, and Jesus said, the Bible said Jesus was more giving. He said, I become poor that you may become rich. It is not so with the sugar-coating preachers. They say, I will get rich and you will get poor. You see how controversial. You see all these guys in them operating opposite to the kingdom of God. That is how Satan operates. When God speaks truth, Satan will come and speak a lie. These sugar-coating preachers, they are the devil's messengers. I keep telling you, because they keep begging and they keep hoarding and they keep begging and they keep hoarding and they keep buying big homes, big expensive vehicles, expensive cars, and you name it, aeroplanes, you name it. Jesus said, don't hoard. Them said, let us hoard. Jesus said, give to the poor. They are holding back to the poor. They are hoarding. They are hoarding. They're not seeking God, because if they have been seeking God, they have been giving to the community, giving to the needy, giving. They would not have so much money in that bank. The guy in Dallas, $150 million. The guy in Houston, the mega church, he has $40 million. And all, and you just name these kind of figures these rich, these sugar-coating preachers have. Listen, and people are starving in their churches. People are dying. People are sick. They don't have medical. They need medication. And these preachers would not lift a hand to help them. That is not the spirit of Jesus. That is the spirit of Satan. Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is why, that is what is happening with the sugar-coating gospel preachers. They're stealing what God has already blessed you. You know why? Because you don't know the word. And more you don't read the word, it's more they're going to steal from you. Until then, they're going to steal your soul. So let us go into Psalms 103 and continue to see the blessings that God has for us. We look at it also already last night in Psalms 112, and we see how the blessings will come upon us and upon our children, even upon our thousand generation. Let us continue and go and see what the blessings of God, what God bless us with. Friends, you have to know this, so that the enemy would not cannot sell his gospel to you. Amen? So let us go ahead. Reading from Psalms 103, reading from verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That is what the Holy Spirit is moving on the man, on David, who wrote this gospel. He's telling David, he said, I want you to bless me in your soul. And what is your soul? Your will, your emotion, and your what? Your will, your emotion, and your mind. Your will, your emotion, and your mind. So he said, I want you to bless me. Bless me in all of these areas of yours. Your mind must be always on the word of God. Your mouth, your emotion must be always hooked up to Jesus. Compassion, kindness, and all this must be always in line with the word. So he's telling David, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. This is what God wants us to do, bless his holy name. And everything in us. Here we're no part-time Christian. God ain't looking for no part-time Christian. He's looking for a full-time Christian. Amen? So say, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his what? His benefits. This is the benefit. God said, I want you to be grateful, because this is the benefit. You call it all in blessings, benefits, rewards. You just name it. This is what God's saying. Forget not all his benefits. That is the reason why I want you to bless. I want everything in you to bless me. Amen? And he said, forget not his benefits. Let us go and look at the benefits that God is talking about here. One, who forgiveth all thy iniquity. Like one benefit. Because if God didn't forgive you of your iniquities, you're going straight to hell. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. You are well, my brother. You are healed. Whatsoever you are experiencing right now, my friends, you are healed. God says, what he said here? Who healeth all thy diseases. So in the mind of God, you are healed. God already released that healing to you through the blood of Jesus. Now it's for you to reach out now in the spiritual realm and take it and bring it into the physical realm and apply it to your life. Because as far as God is concerned, he already sent Jesus. Jesus has already paid the penalty for your sins on the cross of Calvary. And Jesus said it is finished. What is finished? Redemption, deliverance, healing, and you name it. For he said, I am that I am. What I am means I am your healer. I am. When they turned and they asked God, what's your name? He said, I am. He said, I am that I am. I am what? I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I am your provider. I am your shield. I am your protector. You put anything with I am, and you'll get, that is good, and you'll get Jesus. You'll get God. So, friends, regardless of what you're going through, even the situation might be looking dim, even though the situation might be looking like, oh, God, this is the end of it. Listen, if you stand on God's word, God say, my word is life. My word is power, it's quick and powerful, and it is life. When you stand on God's word and the situation you're in, and you begin to confess that I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm set free. No weapon that form against me shall prosper. The Bible says the word will quicken your circumstances. Because why? You're bringing God's word, the kingdom riches, you're bringing it into your circumstances. That is what is happening. That is kingdom healing. That is kingdom blessing. That is kingdom riches. That is kingdom wealth. That you could use your wealth regardless in what sphere, and it's going to bring relief. God said, you've already been healed. The carnal man saying, I'm going to pay the doctor. The riches of this world say, I have money to go to the doctor. The doctor say, carnal man, you have a serious illness, you're going to die. The kingdom say, no, you're not going to die, you're going to live. Because Jesus is our doctor. And God has given Jesus a name that every name, and his name in heaven and earth and beneath the earth shall bow to the name of Jesus. Cancer is a name, it has to bow to the name of Jesus. AIDS is a name, it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure is a name, it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Everything that has a name in heaven, on earth, and below the earth, they got to bow to Jesus. That is the kingdom riches. That is the kingdom riches Jesus was telling the wrong rich ruler. He said, come, sell everything, give to the poor. Come follow me, and you have riches in heaven. My God, this is the riches that God has already healed you. God already healed you. Let us continue. Who forgiveth, we're going to go back to 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? That's 1. Who healeth all thy diseases? That's 2. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Anything that is threatening to your life, friends, God said, I'm going to deliver you from it. My God. God already said, anything that you're facing and is life-threatening, God said, don't worry. I'm going to deliver who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Jesus said, don't worry. I have that. I have your back. Your deliverance is already there. He said, I'll deliver you from all your destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness. When we had a hard heart, when we were unsaved, we were mean. We were full of adultery, lust, and all these evil stuff. God said, you know what? I will take your heart, your stony heart, and I will give you a fleshly heart. And in that fleshly heart, I will crown you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Now you're going to be loving, and you're going to be kind to your fellow man. See, this is the characteristic of a Christian. Why? Because of the blessings of God in our life. And how that blessing come? Through the word. Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And in verse 12 in St. John 1, and the word took upon himself flesh and lived among men. You see? So God is saying, when you spend time in the word, these are the benefits going to follow you. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life because you dwell in the house of the Almighty God. Amen? But God is dwelling in our house, and we are dwelling in God. Amen? My God! My God! Just imagine, if people could understand, take a hold of this word and understand it and apply it to their lives, they won't be running to and fro every time this preacher come, this healing preacher come, and you're running to and fro. Listen, what these guys are offering, you already have it. It's the same spirit that is giving them that authority to work for people who are lack of faith. Is that is the same spirit that is in you, operating in you. Why run? Because the Bible says it's the same spirit that's going to give you healing, going to give you knowledge, and he's in us. He said when the truth, when the Holy Spirit has come, he's going to come into us and lead us and guide us into all truth. What is truth? God's word, 17, 10 John, thy word is truth, O God. So if God's word is telling you that when the Holy Spirit comes into you, he will guide you and lead you to all truth. This is true healing. God say you are healed. God say you are forgiven. God say I'm going to deliver you from your destruction. Let us see what God is saying. That is truth because it's the word of God. Who clung to thee with loving kindness when we were haters, when we were drama kings, when we wanted to kill, when we cursed with our mouth, when we were unloving, when we were unkind. God said, now I'll give you that spirit that will give you, that will create, will cause you to be born again and fill you with these stuff. Loving kindness, mercies. 5, who satisfy thy mouth with good things. You see what I mean? Before we come to God, we were cussing. We were swearing. We were using our mouth to cut up people. We were cursing people. But man, listen, if our mouth could have was a dagger with the amount of people we would have killed, it would have been a shame to check how many people we killed. Now what happened? God said, what God said? He said he will satisfy our mouth with good things. What are the good things? The word of God. The word of God. The word of God. Amen? Because God said the word in our mouth is like fruit. He said death and life is in the power of the tongue, and we shall eat the fruit thereof. So what is coming out of our mouth is going to be a fruit. It's going to be a fruit. It's going to bring forth fruit. It is going to attract the things that we are saying, and it's going to bring it into our lives. So be careful, friends. Look at God, give us a mouth. That is why we got to fill our hearts, fill our minds with the word of God, that when we speak the good things will follow us. But if we don't fill our mouth, our hearts, and our minds with the good things, what happens? Satan is going to put his thing, and when we speak, because that is the law. That is the law of God. Whatsoever you say, you shall have. That is a law God put in existence when he created the world. What you have, what you say, you shall have. So be careful. Program your mind and your heart with the things of God, so that when you open your mouth and you speak that word, what happens? God is going to create, God is going to bring those good things from his word. But if you speak after the things that the enemy is saying, you're going to attract it and you're going to die. Let us continue. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things? No more cussing. No more backbiting. No more backstabbing. All right? So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. My God. Look at the blessings God is giving you. Look at the benefits. God said, I'm going to renew your youth. That's why I call you. You see, Abraham? Abraham was 100 years, and the man was a friend of God. He believed God's word. Because when God spoke it to him, he believed. Listen, that man was 100 years. That man made his full son when he was 100 years, Isaac. That man, Sarah died. And that man had so much of youth still in him. Over 100, he went and married a woman they called Keturah, and that man was still pumping. Woo! That man was still making babies, 100 and something. I think he ended up making 5 more children with Keturah. My God, this man was still pumping. That man was still breathing. That man was like a woo! Why? Because God was renewing his youth. Friends, some of you have a whole set of packing set of pills, blue pills, red pills. Because why? Because why? You can't function. Why? Because the world takes you over. Your world takes over your mind. all kind of blue pills, Zantex and you name it, you name it, you name it. But God said, if it would depend on me, not any pills. He said, listen, I'm going to renew your youth. I'm going to renew your youth. And you know, little ladies and men, you know when you all were young? You couldn't take your hands from off your husband. You always want to be in his presence. You always want to be in his breeches. You always want to be in the marital bed. Eh? The day, all through the day, you want to be with the man in bed. Man, you always want to be with your wife in the bed. That is when you were youthful. That is when you had vigor. God said, I'm going to bring it back to you. God said, go quick me about it. You want life? You want to stay away from the blue pills? You want to stay away from the red pills? Listen, come to Jesus. Spend time in his word. And God, that womb that is dead, God said, I'm going to bring it alive. Those wounds that have no life because of age, because of sickness, God said, come spend time with me. Say, I'm going to quicken your womb. You're going to be like Sarah. You're going to be bearing fruit in your old age. My God. Listen, this is the blessings of God. Money can't do that. Wealth and $1 billion in your bank can't do that. Amen. Check the benefits and check and see if the multi-billionaires, these rich prosperity fall mob preachers, money could bring that into their lives. Amen? Let us continue. God said, go renew your youth like the eagles. My God. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Man, listen. God said, I'm going to fight your battles for you. Those that are oppressing you, those that are coming against you, those drama king and drama queen, all them that causing your problem, God said, I'm going to judge them. My God. Lord Jesus. People who get in your trouble, just speak that word against them. God said, no weapon that form against you shall prosper. They go form because they go open up the big mouth. They go what? They go try to create oppress you by speaking lies, by spreading gossip. Listen, God said, you speak that word. He said, I go listen to my word, and I go respond to my word. I go bring judgment upon them. God said, I'm going before you, and I'm fighting your battle. My God, the man with the money, that is the riches that Jesus is talking about. That not the $1 billion. The $1 billion ain't nothing in that bank. Because if the economy crash, they broke. The economy crash, we still have riches on the earth, and we still have riches in heaven. My God. Let us continue, my friend. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. 7, he made known his ways. My God. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. God is saying to us, when Moses had God's word, God said, I make known my ways to Moses, the Ten Commandments, and all the ceremonial laws, and all the laws that he gave them, that when man sinned, and when man is all kind of things, there was a lot of laws, ceremonial laws, the civil laws, the moral laws, the cleansing laws, and everything laws. God said, listen, I sent all them laws that Jesus could fulfill them on the cross. He said, right now, he said, you have the I am, that I am in you, in us, the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit. He is in us. He's not nowhere, he's not somewhere, but he's in us. Amen? So he's making way, he's making known his ways unto us by his Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit guide us, he's leading us into all God's word. And even unto our children. 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Friends, listen, even though we sin, even though we may come short, even though we may cuss out our brother, even though we may be sinning, even though, but God says, as long as you have breath, you have time. You can come and confess and repent of your sin. He said, I'm going to forgive you. He said, but if you should die in your sin, he said, I'm going to judge you. He said, because he said, when he comes back, he said, let them who are righteous be righteous, and they who are filthy are filthy. There's a time coming when you will die and leave this earth. And God said, when you die, the condition you die is that is how you're going to face God. He said, if you die dirty, you're going to appear to me dirty. If you die righteous, he said, you're going to appear before righteous. There's no changing. There's no place you call purgatory, and there's no middle place where you could go cleanse yourself and go to the heaven. No. God said, they that are righteous, let them be righteous, and they that are filthy, let them be filthy. No changing. Where we have life, it's right here. We have to make the change. Amen. Let us continue. The Lord, okay, 9. He will not always chide, quarrel, or fight with us. Neither will he keep his anger forever. My God, Lord Jesus, God is a merciful God. He ain't going, even though you're angry and he might be dealing with us, you see, it's only for a short time. He has not dealt with us after our iniquities, nor reward us according to our iniquities. Listen, if God had to give us the kind of sin that we did, the kind of iniquity that he gave, he said, if I should give you all payback for the sins that you want to sin, he said, listen, he said, man, none of you would be here on this earth. He said, but no, God said, he didn't pay us back in that way. He was merciful. My God. 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Fear God. Love God. Fear him. Love God. God will be merciful to you. God's mercy is on us. God's blessing is on us. Friend, this is what Jesus was talking about. Come, you'll have riches stored up for you in heaven. Look at outlining it here. I outlined some already in last night in Psalms 112. Here it is. I'm outlining some. Look how much are the blessings. Oh, God, in Psalms 103. Take time off and read, my friend. Yeah, 11, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great his mercy toward them that fear him. Listen, when we fear God, listen, nothing could move God's hand to kill us. Nothing could bring God's judgment and wrath upon us. Why? Because we fear him, because we walk in, we're spending time in his word, and we practicing living the word. Amen? 12. As far as the east, he's stressing it again. As far as the east is from the west, so far had he removed our transgression from us. My God, look at these are the benefits. Listen, Satan, no way could trap us into sin. Because God said, I'm putting it far from you. 13, like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him. My God, you hear any benefits, friends? Could the riches of this world give you all these riches that I'm outlining for you? That's why Jesus said, rich man, you have nothing compared to what I'm offering you. The riches the kingdom is offering you, listen, is nothing compared to if you have $1 billion. You see how short-sighted these guys are? Look at the kind of blessing. When you have time, my friends, I want you to go back and read Psalms 112 and Psalms 103. Listen to the kind of blessings God bless us with. Money cannot bring them kind of blessings. It's only the kingdom of God when we spend time in his word. Let us go. 14, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. God is a merciful God. He knows all that. 15, as for a man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. As the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. See, God said, even though our days are short, he shall go to flourish you all. Like, look at the flowers. You know how beautiful a flower is. Look how, check it out. People draw it. People snap it. People put it in their home. People put it in their vehicle. Everywhere people put them flowers. God says, I'm going to flourish you like that, even though it's for a short time. 16. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. He said, listen, it's for a short time, but I'm going to still flourish you. 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. You see, from everlasting, it ain't no 10 years, 20 years. It's from everlasting. God's mercy. His mercy, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. Fear mean what? Love his word. Live in the word. And his righteousness unto children's children. You see, God's righteousness go on, pass from us unto our generation, unto our generation, unto our generation friends. What kind of blessing? Money cannot bring that kind of blessing upon you and your children and children's generation. My God. To such, 18, to such as keep his covenant is his word. To such that spend time in his word and live the word, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. You see? My God. The Lord had prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. God is in control. So God is reigning, we are reigning with him. My God, my God, my God. 20, bless the Lord, ye his angel, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. God put angels. God give us his angels to act on our behalf. You see, the angels that God gives to us, it will happen to his word. When we speak God's word, it's not our word we're speaking, even though God may use in our voice, but the word that we will be speaking, the angels will hear God's word and bring what we are saying when we speak what God is saying. God say, you are healed, I'm healed. The angels is there to go and carry out that command. If you say that you're blessed, you cannot, because God will make sure that every blessing come upon you. If you say, I am rich and I'm not poor, God will make sure that you're not poor. The holy angels, look in the air. 21, bless ye the Lord, all his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his presence. You see, 20, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, ye his angels. The angels is his ministers. That excel in strength. These guys and them have strength. That do his commandments. What is his commandments? Happening unto the voice of his word. Once he speak that word, God said that the angels, friends, we have our guidance angels around us. Because God said in another place, he said the angels encamp round about them that fear him to deliver us. My God, my God, we have guidance angels. If we would only speak God's word, we'll put our angels to work. Put your angels to work, man. Speak God's word. Put your angels to work. Just don't have them. Don't speak negative. Because if you speak negative words, they cannot work. They cannot hear God's word. That is not God's word. So they'll be standing at attention. But when you begin to speak God's word, they'll begin to move on your behalf. Give your angels work, my friends. 21. Bless you the Lord, all the hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. That is his angels. Bless him. He's saying, bless him, bless him, bless him, angels. And the last one, 22. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You see, the works of God is also blessing him. Why this? The fruit tree is blessing him. Because when they bring forth, when God says, bring forth fruit, they're bearing fruit. That they are blessing God. When the fruit begins to bear, as God decreed, that God ordered it, commanded to do, what happened? They're blessing God. Everything that God put on the earth to carry out its purpose in this life is blessing God. That's why Jesus had was to curse the fig tree. Because why? The fig tree was not giving God blessing. Was not giving God's honor. Why? Because it was not bearing. God put it here to bear, to bring forth fruit. That way when Jesus went to it and he didn't get any fruit on it, he cursed it. Why? Because it was not bringing praises to God. And anything that is not bringing glory and praises to God, God is going to get rid of it. You see, it with the fig tree. So you may say, prophet, how a fig tree could bring blessing to God, yeah? If it's not doing his command, God's commandment, if God says you're going to bear, you're going to bear. If the sun, God said the sun had to shine, it had to shine. The rivers, the water has to vaporize, go up in the clouds and fall rain. That is how God's instituted it. Everything on this earth is here for a purpose. If you are not carrying out your purpose, God is going to remove you. God is going to take you out because you are not giving him praise. You are not giving him honor. You're not giving him glory because you are not doing, you are not carrying out his purpose that he put you on the earth here to do as that tree. Simple like that tree. You will say, wow, I didn't look at it like that, prophet. Yes. God commands everything. There's a time and a season for everything on this. Nothing came to stay in this life. Nothing. There is an expiry date written on it. Just as when the manufacturer make this stuff and put an expiry date, God has made us and put us an expiry date. But you know why? But God said we're coming back to live forever. Amen? So friends, check the benefits. Check your blessings. How you want to call it, your blessings, your benefits. Listen, this is the benefits. This is the riches Jesus was talking about. You see? This, check it out. Check the money you have in the bank. Could they do all these blessings that God promised you, that he gave you? Could that blessing, that $1 million in the bank, that $150 million that guy in Dallas have, that guy who have $40 million and Kreblover who have 27 plus, he have $80 million coming every year. Could these things bring about these blessings in their lives? No way. No way. That is material. It's going to come to pass. But listen, friends. God is not only giving you these blessings in this life, but also in the life to come. And in every area, I'm blessing you spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially. These blessings are going to follow you in every area. My God, my God, my God. So you understand? When God was telling the young rich ruler to sell what he have and give to the poor, come follow me, that he'll have riches, that is the kind of riches, friends, we have with God. When we get a bad report from the doctor, don't go berserk and try to say what the doctor say. No. You go to your doctor, Jesus. Doctor, I'm very respectful. Thank you for your diagnosis, but I have a greater doctor than you. I go in for a second opinion. And what is my second opinion? Jesus said, by his stripes, I am healed. You say I'm going to die in 6 months? Jesus said, you are healed. So I get my second opinion. Your first opinion, say I go die? My second opinion, my riches in heaven, my blessings in heaven, say no. The kingdom, say no. You will live to a full age. Full age. God say you're going to live out the age that I have designated here for you to live. Satan can't take you out. Sickness can't take you out. I say who die, and I say who live. Why? Because Jesus said in Revelation 1 and verse 19, he said, I was dead, and now I'm alive. And I have the keys of death and hell. So Jesus said, that's why he brought back Lazarus, to prove that he has the keys of death and hell. Keys means authority. When he talks about keys, he has authority. So when Lazarus died, Jesus said, look at, I see who died, I see who lived. Lazarus, come back to life. Come back alive. God said the angel that slew 985,000 Syrian troops that was coming against the children of Israel, he said, kill them, 185,000. The Egyptian, when he take the children of Egypt, from Egypt, and bringing them to the promised land, what happened? Pharaoh and his army came. Jesus said, and that, he said, kill them. He caused the sea to open up and close upon them. He said, I see who live, and I see who die. So, friend, if you are a friend with Jesus, if you're spending time with Jesus, if you're praying with Jesus, and if you're spending time in the Word, you don't worry. All is well. All is well. You're going to live all your days on this earth in peace. And if you're not having peace, it's because you're not having that Word in you. Because God said, the mind that is set upon me shall be in perfect peace. God is the Word. The Word was God, and the Word took upon himself flesh. So, friends, I'm telling you, you want that prosperity. You want that. You see the kind of prosperity Jesus is giving you? Is a better prosperity. The riches that God is giving you is a better riches than the riches that Satan is offering you. Satan could only offer you the physical part. But you know what? You had to pay for that. When Satan giving you blessing, he say you had to pay for it. He say because he's coming back for you. You see, he's coming back for you. Because Satan came to steal, to kill, and destroy. So when he's giving you his blessing, he say, you know what? He's coming back to take your soul. See, because that is what I come for. So I've given you a blessing. So when I come back, I come in for your soul. Jesus will say that. Jesus say all blessings, and they're eternal. It will take you into the next life. That blessing is going to take you into the next life. You all receive it? If you all receive it, those of you that at your computer, say amen. Those that are listening to me, say amen. Like a form of releasing God's word. Faith, release in your mouth that you receive his blessings. Amen. God bless you. And I'll be here tomorrow with a better word, a great word. Don't miss it. It could, your life depends upon it. Friends, and the reason why God wants you to hear this word, because it have a time coming where man will not be able to hear sound doctrine. They'll be running to and fro, but the truth will not be there. So right now, you have the opportunity. These false gospels is flooding the airwaves. Everybody's saying what we should do. Hillary Clinton said that we supposed to leave, we supposed to welcome homosexuals. We have to forget, we have to abandon the biblical righteousness. And he said we should welcome homosexuality. You see how they charged that woman $135,000 because she didn't want her to bake a cake? What about the woman's right? The woman has right to. That is our belief. We have our rights to with our belief. Why you all don't want to honor our belief? We believe that we are not the cater to gay people, but we love them, but we're not going to encourage them. So we have the authority. We have. God told us in his word. That is our belief. That is our religious belief. That is one of our constitutional rights. It is there in our constitution. But you know why? The Christian people not standing up. The Muslim go stand up. The gay community go stand up. Everybody going to stand up. But come to Christianity, everybody putting their head between their legs and they want to say nothing. They bury their hands in, they bury their heads, the heads in the sand. But you know what? It go catch up with you. Only we don't want to come out as a people. We don't want to come out as a team. Listen, they go run us over because we have everybody standing up, everybody marching. Everybody wants their right. The gay have their rights. The lesbian have their rights. Oh, the Muslim have its rights. Everybody have their rights. Why it is that we not telling the people? We're not going forth. God said we had to take part, and then he will do the rest. Don't sit down and take the enemy blows. Pray and move. We had to go petition the government. We had to do this. We have to do it. For God to work. We have our part to play. God have his part to play. Amen. So God bless you. Tomorrow night I'll be here. Same time. Same place. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to pray. And ask God blessing upon our lives. That when we go to work tomorrow, our children go to school, wherever we go shopping, wherever we go, we pray that God bless upon you. Heavenly Father, tonight we thank you for your word of God. And Lord, we pray that your word will bring forth fruit in our lives. I pray that your word will bring about change in our hearts, Father. I pray, oh God, that our eyes will be open to the riches that you are offering, Father. Not as the world that is offering, Father. Oh God, help us open up the eyes of these people that are following this prosperity gospel and leading them into destruction, oh God. Let them see from the word Psalms 112 and Psalms 103, the blessings that you're offering us when you tell us to exchange the wealth of this world for the blessings you have. Help us, help them to see and understand, Father, it's the greatest blessing. Because this blessing is not only for the physical, but it also will take us into the spiritual and into the future, into eternity. Father, oh God, help these people to see it, oh God. Put a desire in their hearts that they will seek your face. They will spend time in your word, oh God. They will, oh God, just study and show themselves to be approved, worthy, oh God, worthy, oh God, righteously dividing the word of truth. Father, let your truth possess, flood their souls, oh God, that when the enemy comes with his deceptive tactics, oh God, we're going to recognize him. When we try the spirits, we know that he's lying. Father, oh God, teach your children. Give them a heart. Give them a desire. Ignite that fire in their soul for the things of God. Create that desire. Activate that desire, oh God, Father, in your souls for the things of God, that they spend time in the Word, that they will see what belongs to them in the kingdom of God. They will see the great wealth and riches is not even worthy to compare to the riches of this world. Oh, God, minister to your people, Father. Don't let them go to hell, oh God. God, let them build a foundation with your Word, that when time comes and people are running to and fro looking for truth, Lord, they would not be able to find it. But God, let your children store up truth in their heart. As one of the psalmists say, thy word have I hid in my heart that I'll not sin against thee. Father, help your children to hide that word in their hearts, oh God. That they walk into your blessing. They'll walk into the kingdom blessing, not the natural blessing. God, we see how great a blessing you have for us compared to the millions of dollars in the bank. That $1 million ain't no match to what you have, your blessing, the kingdom have for us. Father, bless your people. And always bring it into remembrance that, Lord, the blessings that they have is not worthy to compare, cannot compare to what the world offers. Father, bless us, keep us, and even as we go tomorrow, our children go to school, even as we go to school, go to work, and our children go to school, God bless us. Bless us. Even we go on to our chores and wherever we go tomorrow, Father, be with us. Let your favor and your blessings surround us as a shield. Let the anointing and the power of your sweet Holy Spirit surround us to protect us, guide us, and to deliver us from all destruction or from all destructive fact that the enemy will try to place before us. In Jesus' name, God, we believe and we thank you tonight for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friends, God bless you, and you all have a wonderful night. See you here tomorrow, the same time, same place. God bless you, and have a blessed night. God bless you.